Here is Sullivan now. Sullivan to Chambers. Chambers on the left-hand side now. Checks in field with it. Does well. Beats one player. Plays the ball square. Step over from Fields there. And Sullivan is brought down. And a free kick to FC United. From this depth, it looks like a promising area. It could be 40 yards from goal from this angle. But it looks promising.
It was teed up there for Fran Sullivan. It looks like, well, from here it looks like the edge of the box. It's probably a bit further out. But she was barged over from behind, so clear foul. So we've got Fran Sullivan and Kirsty Chambers poised over it. The right foot of Sullivan may be more suited.
Well, we're right behind this, and as Paul says, Chambers and Sullivan over it. Probably does suit a right foot or more, but who knows? Kirsty Chambers has scored many a goal like this.
Four in the wall.
Five.
Five in the wall now.
Five yellow shirts in the wall. It's Sullivan. Sullivan. Oh, and that's in the bottom corner. That is a fine, fine free kick from Fran Sullivan. 9 minutes gone here. And what a peach that was, Paul.
Well, that's the kind of thing that Fran Sullivan has done all season. She's an absolute magician with free kicks. That right foot, it really is something else. She creates so many goals, but she scores a lot too. That's amazing.
Well, it is a great free kick. And
that was a bit of class, wasn't it?
We were toying with the idea of Kirsty Chambers curling it pretty much into the same area. It was to the right of the goalkeeper, but it dipped, and so much pace on it as well. And the goalkeeper, Sean Payne, had no chance with that one. And as we said there, with 9 minutes gone here at Brookburn Road in this County Cup final, FC United have taken the lead. The Stingers on the attack, but there's Fran Sullivan again, heading ball out to Ward's Kirsty Chambers. Chambers charging down that clearance. Ball breaks to Sullivan. Sullivan now. Lovely through ball to find Kirsty Chambers. Heading towards the corner flag. First time cross comes in. Is it going to get to Cara Fields? No. It's good.
Is it given? Is it given a penalty? Is it on the edge of the box?
It's a bit of confusion.
It's given a foul.
It's a foul. But from a...
We're looking hard.
That's got to be in the penalty area, isn't it? I know we're right behind the other goal, but
we're trying hard to figure out now what he's given.
It looks like
a free kick.
No, it's a penalty, Paul.
Has he given it?
It's a penalty to FC United. 37 minutes gone here. A tackle there on Cara Fields in the penalty area. We can't judge, but the referee's given a penalty, and it's going to be Kirsty Chambers to step up here on 37 minutes. The referee having a chat with the Manchester Stingers bench. We obviously aren't happy about that decision, but a penalty has been given here at Brookburn Road in this County Cup final.
So it's at the far end to us. We're waiting patiently here.
Well, Kirsty Chambers now to take this penalty for FC United. It's now 38 minutes on the clock here. She's had to wait for the referee to get back in position.
Test of nerve.
It's telling everyone to get outside the penalty area. In fact, one of the coaching staff has been sent off for Manchester Stingers.
We did have a penalty on Wednesday night, but Chelsea Flanagan was on the pitch to take it and scored. Still waiting. This is a long delay. Not good for the penalty taker's nerves.
Yeah, so the referee is holding up play here while we wait for one of the coaching staff for Manchester Stingers to vacate the playing area.
It's the shades of Luke Podmore's dismissal at
Woodler. Stockport. Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, when we're back underway, 39 minutes gone now. This is not the best preparation for this penalty for Kirsty Chambers, but she's going to step up now for FC United. Slots into the bottom corner, and FC United are 2-0 up. 39 minutes gone here. And Paul,
I think that's a fair reflection on the first half. Again, you know, I can go back 72% possession for FC.
Score by number 11. Kirsty Chambers.
And Kirsty's worked hard on the left wing. She's put in a lot of crosses without an end product so far. But Cara Fields, I think, was brought down there in the box. And Cara's made some good runs, and she's been fouled a couple of times now in dangerous positions. So the Stingers are finding it difficult to cope with our breaks from midfield.